Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 89. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 67. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 88. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. State universities across the state of Kansas are set to increase tuition rates going into the fall school semester anywhere between 5 to 7%. But with the rate hikes for the students coming into class, the Kansas Board of Regents has also approved a new plan to increase pay for the six university presidents. As KSNT News reports, the announcement came last week with pay raises coming in effective July 1st, with the highest rate going to Kansas State University's president, Richard Litton, receiving a 10.2% increase to the base salary, making $52,500 more compared to the previous year. Emporia State University's president, Ken Hush, also received backlash for proposing cuts to more than two dozen faculty members, is receiving a 4% salary boost of $286,000, making $11,000 more year over year. Chancellor Douglas Girard from the University of Kansas also is set to get a 4% pay raise, coming up to $655,000 a year. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Wildcat fans, K-State football single game tickets are on sale now. Don't miss the action as your 2022 Big 12 champs defend their title this fall in the Bill. Prices start at just $30 for the home opener September 2nd. Don't wait to order as prices are subject to change. Reserve your seat today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
It's not something we hear very often, but according to some across the state of Kansas, they say there's a shortage of attorneys at the county level. And according to the GreatBentPost.com, they say the Barton County attorney, Levi Morris, said his office, along with other county attorney offices, have been shorthand on attorneys since at least September of last year. They say in the industry right now, many of the students, especially graduating from the University of Kansas, near 84% of those individuals have a law license over the next few months and already have jobs lined up post higher education. They say many county attorneys, along with even private law firms, are experiencing the issue with both public and private sector issues, as fewer attorneys are coming out of law school, with students graduating and have plenty of options moving forward. Many county attorneys have said the issue has progressively gotten worse over the past 26 months, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, and are trying to solve the issue by raising wages and benefits for students that are coming out of law school to be enticed by those jobs. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the COVID-19 pandemic, quote-unquote, may be officially over across the nation, but according to the South Heartland District's Health Department, they say that they've reported the virus causing more deaths in the community just over the recent weeks. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports it, according to the Executive Director, Michelle Beaver, of the South Heartland District Health Department, they say the COVID-19 virus is circulating at low levels in the four counties area. As according to recent wastewater samples from June 8th, they say they have seen the virus circulating through the community with two reported deaths in the past 3 months. According to the Health Department, they also said 66% of patients that were hospitalized in South Heartland hospitals due to COVID-19 for the past month in May were unvaccinated and are encouraging individuals to continue to get your COVID-19 vaccines. The health department also says that the free COVID-19 home testing kits are still available in locations around the district. And for more information, you can go to the website at southheartlandhealth.ne.gov.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network. When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County Republican Central Committee chose Chase Brazel as recommendation to replace Susan Bruna as Register of Deeds upon her transfer to Clerk of a District Court. Brazel has worked as Deputy Register of Deeds since 2022 and was the only candidate for the position. The nomination now goes to the Kansas governor for approval, and the post will be up for the next election. Washington County Communications Director Teresa Herz will retire effective July 1st. And with another dispatcher leaving recently, commissioners discussed but took no action at their recent meeting on the pay scale and as to what other counties are offering. Marshall County is updating the 911 system with a coordinating council, standardizing operations throughout Kansas. Annual costs for installation and maintenance of $18,000 will be funded through 911 tax proceeds and will allow updates without replacing equipment or updating maps. The system is expected to be operational by early August. Nemaha County Planning Commission updated commissioners at their last meeting, advising they had voted to accept the comprehensive plan with amendments as presented by the consultant, and that public meetings will be planned in Seneca and Sabetha in July to outline the proposal. Following the public hearings, the committee will adopt a final recommendation as to a comprehensive plan for Nemaha County and will then present to commissioners for consideration. Residents of Gage and Jefferson counties may see a helicopter towing a large hoop from a cable making low-level flights in southeast Nebraska beginning this week as part of a geological and aquifer mapping study. They will fly at times 1 to 200 feet above the ground, and the sensor will measure electromagnetic signals that can be used to map features below ground. The pilots are trained and certified for low-level flight. The work is part of a Big Blue Natural Resource District grant project, partially funded through the Nebraska Water Sustainability Fund. Marysville USD 364 School Board at their June meeting voted to continue allowing dual sports participation for student athletes who qualify academically. A trial run of the option this spring was termed successful. In order to participate, a 3.5 GPA must be maintained. Girls golf and a dance team have been added to extracurricular activities as of this fall. Retirement resignation was accepted for Jeannie Bruna at the junior senior high, and several open positions were hired. Next year's calendar was amended, with the final day for classes a half day next May 16. The July board meeting will be moved to the 12th from July 10th, allowing additional time for staff to prepare after the Independence holiday. Meadowlark Extension District, which includes Nemaha County, has recently added a horticulture agent with the hiring of Laura Phillips, who will assist ag producers to gardeners as well as home landscapers with educational programs and advice. She'll be based out of the Meadowlark office in Oskaloosa. City of Wymore is accepting applications for police chief and police officers. The city earlier opted to disband the police department, citing lack of staff and resources. Community policing was turned over to the Gage County Sheriff's Office in the interim. Pawnee City Council recently approved a four-year agreement with the Pawnee County Sheriff's Office to continue service with rate increases defined annually. LaDonna R. Nemechek, age 84, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. A funeral service is planned Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for LaDonna Nemechek. Larry L. Wolbrandt, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. A graveside service is planned Friday, 10:30 at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Larry Wolbrandt. Jonathan L. Esslinger, age 36, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley's of Marysville in charge for Jonathan Esslinger.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Staying mostly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. More sunshine on Thursday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s before a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms over Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. More showers and thunderstorms are possible early on Friday, then some sunshine with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And more showers are possible throughout Friday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. South winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some rain throughout Saturday as well, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then showers may continue throughout Saturday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Some rain early Sunday morning, then sunshine with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s, and clear skies Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late June, 87, record high on this date, 104. The average low, 66, and the record low, 44. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01.
Summer begins today, and the days grow shorter starting tomorrow. The subject is the solstice on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 21st, the 172nd day of the year. England's Prince William celebrates a birthday, and Johnny Cash released his first record on this day in 1955. And summer arrives today. The solstice occurs at 10:58 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We're often asked why, if we're getting maximum daylight, these aren't always the hottest days of summer. On average, the hottest period in North America occurs from mid-July through mid-August. And that is because the Earth is sort of like an oven. It takes a while to heat up. The lag is well documented in weather lore. We often cite the weather proverb, as the days lengthen, the cold strengthens. The summer portion of that verse goes, as the days begin to shorten, the heat begins to scorch them. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather online at almanac.com.
When severe storms approach, tune to KNDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on KNDY, service of these community sponsors.
If Mother Nature decides to give the exterior of your home a makeover, you know it's time to call Schoen's Roofing in Beatrice. With over 10 years of experience and work backed up by a 10-year workmanship warranty, Schoen's promises a clean and timely experience, with most jobs being completed that day. For a consultation, repair, or renovation to protect your investment this storm season, call Anthony and the team at 402-520-7121.
From the ground up, Midwest Products Hanover can assist with concrete drives, parking, walks, entries, foundations, and support walls. Quality people help produce quality products, and you can rely on their crews for a job done right. Concrete plants at Hanover, Washington, and Clay Center. Midwest Products also haul rock, sand, and gravel. They have a crane for rent and can assist with site preparation. Start your next job with a call for a quote today from Midwest Products at Hanover.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
When the storm clouds roll in and wind and hail damage your home, call 785-406-0269 for Parrott Construction. Locally owned and operated, the professionals of Parrott Construction can repair your roof, replace your windows, install new seamless guttering, put new siding on, or provide a roll-off dumpster for cleanup. Trust Parrott Construction to get your home looking beautiful again. Call 785-406-0269 or visit Hometown Lumber today.
Stay safe this storm season. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYRadio.com.
Professional Barber Stylist is excited for the Homestead Days in Beatrice starting June 21st. There will be activities for the whole family, including a car show, parade, good food, and much more. From Professional Barber Stylist in Beatrice, haircuts that are affordable. All of the staff at Beatrice Scrap Processing are excited about the Beatrice Homestead Days starting June 21st. Come one, come all, and check out the scrumptious food, the awesome entertainment, and so much more. There is something for everyone. Gather the family and have a great time. From Beatrice Scrap Processing.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, Wichita State head baseball coach Brian Green announced three additional assistant coaches, Clay Overcash, Anthony Claggett, and Anthony Miller. Claggett will assume the role of pitching coach, and Miller will be the Wichita State's hitting and outfield coach. Both Claggett and Miller will also contribute in the recruiting process. And Overcash will serve as the Shockers recruiting coordinator and catching coach while assisting with hitters. Kansas City Royals were back in action yesterday as they are in Detroit for a series with the Tigers, and the Royals score one run on six hits to beat the Tigers 1-0. Royals pitching only gave up two hits to the Tigers. So now the series is split between the Tigers and the Royals, and they will play this afternoon to finish out that series. That's a look at your sports here on the Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, yesterday, college baseball was back in action as we had two elimination games. First one of the day was TCU versus Oral Roberts, and TCU scored 6 runs on 11 hits to beat Oral Roberts 1 run on their 7 hits. So now Oral Roberts has been eliminated from the College World Series. In game 2 of the College World Series last night, LSU was pretty dominant as they took care of Tennessee as they win 5-0. LSU scored 5 runs on 8 hits. Tennessee only managed to have 6 hits for the game. Tennessee has now been eliminated from the College World Series. Well, former Kansas City Chief wide receiver, but now Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill is under investigation of allegations of assault and battery at a Miami Beach marina. That's a look at your sports on the Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, K-State football single game tickets are on sale now. Don't miss the action as your 2022 Big 12 champs defend their title this fall in the Bill. Prices start at just $30 for the home opener September 2nd. Don't wait to order as prices are subject to change. Reserve your seat today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Farming is your way of life. State Farm agent John Bannister gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad, flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. Protect what you've worked hard to build. John is proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today.
Napa know-how.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa Parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa know-how. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa know-how.
For reliable trash pickup and roll-off service, call on Temp's Disposal. Containers sized to meet your needs for residential, commercial, and construction jobs. Always prompt and professional, Temp's Disposal serves Marshall, Washington, and Gage counties. Let them go to work for you. If it's their weekly collection schedule or one-time pickups for construction, moving, or cleanup, Temp's Disposal in Marysville is a phone call away at 785-562-5360.
Due to an influx in orders, Landall Company is hiring immediately for full-time assemblers, welders, fabrication, material handlers, and painters. Attendance is rewarded with an additional 4% weekly bonus available to production employees who work required hours. Landall's working overtime and offers competitive wages and a full line of benefits, including a $2 per hour shift premium for second and third shifts, all-inclusive insurance plan, paid time off and holidays, profit sharing, and a fuel allowance to drive to work. Apply online at Landall.com or call today. Landall Company, an equal opportunity employer, vets and disabilities, welcome.
Bring the tropics to your balcony, back porch, or indoor gardens with variegated shell ginger. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Grow this tropical beauty as a specimen plant or focal point in a container placed in full sun or shade. Water thoroughly and often enough to keep the soil moist but not soggy wet. Variegated shell ginger is grown for the large green and yellow streaked leaves. Create a dramatic display by combining it with dark foliage plants like Blackie sweet potato vine or purple flowered annuals like black velvet petunia. Or use it to brighten those shady areas in the garden. Variegated shell ginger is winter hardy in zones 8 to 10. In other areas, treat it like an annual or bring it indoors for winter. Grow it like a houseplant in a bright location, or allow the leaves to dry and store the rhizomes in a cool, dark place. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Today we take things like a high school education for granted. If you want a diploma, you usually have access to a school where you can earn it. It was once not so easy. The story of the struggle just to attend a high school is one of my favorite interviews, and we take a look back at a man who lived to be over 100 years old. It's next on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Why do you listen?
I like to hear about the weather and the stocks and the animal prices. It's good to know because I have a lot of customers who come in the store and that's what they ask.
I want to stay informed. I want to know what's going on in my town. I also want to be entertained, whether it's sports or music or, you know, an update on the weather. I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
Raymond Hagen was born in 1915 in Mercer County, Missouri, along the Iowa state line. Raymond wanted to go to high school, but as he neared the age to attend, the Depression hit.
Just quick-like, everything went to pieces. My father had a great big bunch of hogs ready to sell, a big bunch of lambs ready to sell. You couldn't sell anything. Just kept hanging on to them, and you know, what are you going to do with them? A lot of farmers were losing their farms, and a lot of banks were going broke.
After his eighth grade year in the summer of 1931, a high school ag teacher from the neighboring school district met Raymond at a local farmers meeting.
Said, what grade are you in? I told him I'd in eighth grade, and he said, will you come to high school next year? And I said, oh, no, we don't go to high school here. He said, well, now down to Princeton, I've got VOAG culture, and he told me about the vocation ag culture and FFA. Boy, he sold me right quick.
Raymond wanted to find a way to go to high school in Princeton, a few miles south of his hometown of Mercer.
During the summer, I kept telling my folks I want to go to Princeton to the vocational agriculture. So that fall, my parents took me and a sister was in the same grade I was in, and an older sister took the three of us to Princeton and found a good old lady that had a room for rent and rented that room.
A first cousin also lived in that room. One rented room with two beds for four family members attending high school. Raymond earned his high school diploma, quite an accomplishment, but now he wanted to go to college. The story of the extraordinary lengths he took to make that a reality is next time as we travel the countryside. In Jefferson City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Welcome to the 45th Annual Homestead Day Celebration. Join all the fun June 21st through the 25th. The Beatrice Chamber of Commerce and participating members invite you to take part in all the activities that will be happening throughout Beatrice and the Homestead National Historical Park, like the Fireworks Pyro Musical, car shows, kids activities, live entertainment, parade, swap meet, rib fest, color run, and so much more. Don't miss any of the action by downloading your very own brochure at homesteaddays.com. Enjoy the 45th Annual Homestead Day Celebration.
Livestock producers and pet owners generate medical waste when they treat their animals. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Proper disposal makes sure you don't hurt yourself or the environment as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Animals occasionally need vaccines, ointments, and other medications to keep them healthy.
Many livestock owners will administer these themselves, and that leads to medical waste around the farm that needs to be properly disposed of so nobody gets hurt. Larry Hawkins is a veterinarian with Bayer Healthcare. He says the biggest hazard is the scalpel blades and syringe needles. To avoid injuring yourself or others, they should carefully be discarded into what's called a sharps container.
Sharps containers often have tools on the top of them to cut a needle off, or a different tool to detach a needle from a syringe. And the point is, if you use these sharps containers, you don't need to recap the needle. Most injuries that happen to the person given the injections occur when that person is trying to put the cap back on the needle and they miss and stick themselves.
Empty or partially empty drug containers should be handled properly to reduce the risk of environmental contamination. Some items can be flushed in the toilet. Others have more stringent requirements.
There are regulations concerning the disposal of sharps and the containers of chemicals or pharmaceuticals, so read the label and follow the directions for a specific product. Often pesticide containers can't go to a sanitary landfill without the landfill's knowledge that they're coming.
Some communities hold collection events where you can drop off unwanted pharmaceuticals or pesticides for disposal. Medical waste, such as bandages and gloves, can be put into a leak-proof bag and then tossed in with the rest of your trash. Learn more about disposing farm medical waste at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY. When it comes to achieving financial freedom, starting your own business can be a great option for some people. Starting a business can be a thrilling adventure, allowing you to pursue your passion and serve God in a new, exciting way. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You might ask yourself, how can I use my business to honor God and serve others? Or how can I use my profits to give back to my community and reflect my faith? But before you dive in, it's important to develop a solid business strategy. Consider consulting a professional to help you understand the financial implications both personally and professionally. They can give you advice on your plan and help you set realistic financial expectations based on your goals. By managing your resources wisely and staying focused on your goals, you can build a successful company that aligns with your values and your passions. The sky's the limit, so be creative and think about how you can embrace an open door for a new world of opportunity.
Odell Community Day is Saturday, June 24th with a sand volleyball tournament, 3-on-3 basketball, a free throw contest at 1, activities downtown, a parade Saturday evening at 6, with Redneck Olympics, a bounce house, slides, and obstacle course at the park at 6:30. Fireworks at dusk and a DJ downtown at Saturday at 8. Then Sunday, Sean Cole and Farmer Dave perform at the Rice Lodge in Odell from 4 until 7 p.m. Odell Community Day is Saturday, June 24th.
The Farm Bill impacts more people off the farm than on, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Who cares about the farm bill? Jennifer Otten does and thinks many people who are not farmers also care. Otten is on the faculty at the University of Washington in the Department of Environmental and Occupational Health Sciences.
I think we really haven't paid enough attention to the suburban voter. I can very clearly see urban issues that are standing out in the farm bill, and I can very clearly see the rural issues that people are fighting for, but almost no one in food policy or ag policy really knows how the suburban voter feels. A lot of the things that are going to swing in and out of the farm bill might have something to do with that.
Given that the bulk of the actual farm bill focuses on nutrition programs, Otten makes a good point. Those urban and suburban voters also care, though, about the ag title in the farm bill.
One of the things that I've been excited by is maybe seeing that for a while, sustainability was really sort of considered morality policy and ideological. But I think as we've been seeing it shift toward action, we are seeing more debate about how much is spent on these things and what technically this would look like.
Otten was part of an online discussion sponsored by Food Tank, and there's a link to that on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Home City celebrates Fun Fest Saturday, June 24th with a scavenger hunt leaving from the ball field shelter anytime 10 to 2 with golf carts and ATVs. A bounce house, face painting, and rock wall plus concessions and a beer garden open 11 to 7 during the kickball tournament. A cornhole tournament begins Saturday at 3 and karaoke at 7:30 at the ball field shelter and home.
For information on the Home City Fun Fest, contact Jessica Lease at 562-7817.
Here's a look at your ag news for Wednesday, June the 21st. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network. A former chair of the House Ag Committee is optimistic that Congress will pass the next farm bill on time. Representative Frank Lucas, an Oklahoma Republican, says he believes that it's possible to finish the 2023 farm bill in 2023.
One of the most important things we had to do was pass a piece of legislation dealing not only with the debt ceiling, but setting spending levels for the next few years. The allocation process in the House of Senate is going on. As we wait for those final numbers in the House, Chairman Thompson is now moving us in the direction of not just hearings here in D.C., but also field hearings around the country, laying the groundwork.
Now, Lucas says there's just a few weeks left to legislate in the current fiscal year, but says the farm bill is back on track.
I'm an eternal optimist, but we only have a few weeks left in June to legislate. There's a few weeks in July, the traditional August work period back home, and that brings us around to September, and we're starting to get down towards the end of the year. So don't be surprised if, as has been the case in almost all the farm bills in recent history, we wind up with an extension, but we're now on track.
And now, let's take a look at humidity reports around the state of Kansas. Here's what we're looking for later today. You can expect 53% humidity in the southwest part of Kansas. In the south central part of Kansas, you can expect 66% humidity, 45% humidity in the eastern part of the state, 76% humidity in the central part, in the north central part, 81% humidity, and in the northwestern part of the state, you can expect 69% humidity. And let's look at your ag news for this Wednesday, June the 21st, from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you're planting wheat for silage or forage this season, check out the new generation of Onlus Performance from the AgriPro brand. AP Long Jack is the highest grain-yielding Onlus variety in the AgriPro brand lineup. AP Long Jack is a medium maturity variety with good straw strength, Hessian fly tolerance, and a very good overall disease tolerance package. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your wheat acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door or all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
You have manure, and manure has microorganisms, which can cause sickness if manure is mishandled. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for Today's News from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for Today's News, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to Today's News from Successful Farming.
Livestock, you have to be responsible in handling the manure so nobody gets sick. Manure naturally contains a wide range of bacteria, viruses, and other microorganisms. Some can survive a long time in it. Sagar Goyal is a professor of virology at the University of Minnesota. He says if dangerous bacteria like E. coli and Salmonella are present in the manure, there are a couple of ways that the bacteria find their way to us.
What can happen is the pathogens can move downwards and contaminate the groundwater if the soil above groundwater is porous enough. Second is you apply the manure and there is a rainfall, can then turn into runoff and it can contaminate water bodies that are near the farm.
A lot of the problem can be solved by mixing it well with the soil after application and not spreading manure too close to water or tile inlets. Still, it's no easy job to keep this stuff from going where it shouldn't. Depending on how big your operation is, it may take several steps.
Well, there are many different ways you can store the manure for a while, and storing can reduce or even eliminate the pathogens present. And there are other treatment, aerobic and anaerobic treatment of manure.
Some producers store it in deep pits or treat it with lime. Others may compost it. Whatever you choose to do, manure management practices will keep harmful microorganisms from making us sick. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about controlling the spread of manure pathogens at agriculture.com.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Wednesday. All right, here's what we're looking at. It's basically a weather-driven market now because drought reports have come out, and the drought is worse in some areas than others. But the bottom line is it's causing grains to go up in price, and it's causing cattle to go down in price. Here's what we're looking at right now. July corn, 663. That's up 19 and a quarter. September corn, up 23 and a half right now. 616 and a half is your current price. Kansas City wheat for July, 871. That's up 35. Kansas City wheat for September, 869. That's up 34 and a half. July oats, down a half right now, 396 and a half. September oats, 402 and a half. That's up one and a quarter right now. Taking a look at July soybeans, here's what we're looking at. Current price is 1510 and a quarter. That's up 32 and a quarter now. Soybeans for August, 1435 and a half. That's up 27 and a quarter. Looking at cotton for July, 79.67. That's down 99 cents. October cotton at 81.77. That's down 97 cents. Live cattle for June. Now, here's where it gets interesting because earlier today, cattle opened up mixed, and now cattle is down. Live cattle for June, 177, 7.5 cents. That's down a nickel right now. Live cattle for August, 169, 62.5. That's down 7.5 cents. Feeder cattle for August, 227, 62.5. Check this out. That's down $4.52.5. September feeder cattle, not much better. Down $4.17.5 at 231.45. Taking a look at crude oil for August, 72.56. That's up $1.37. And Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 52. That's your market information. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The Kia Summer Sales event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In June, see why the all-new Kia K5 leaves our competitors in the dust. Ready to upgrade your Nissan Altima, Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, or Ford Fusion? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new K5 and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today, with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine prints and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old sedan and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia K5 today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. There are many causes for whiteheads in wheat. Kansas State University wheat production specialist Romulo Lolato talks about some reasons for whiteheads in wheat. Knowing how to diagnose whiteheads and what are the causes are factors that farmers could need to know during the growing season. Kansas wheat has been under a considerable amount of heat stress lately, which can be a reason for whiteheads.
This year, I think that we're seeing much more heat stress than we give it credit for. I mentioned those couple of freeze damages in late April that we had, but then just a week after that, just on that May 7th and May 8th time frame, temperatures in the state, they got really hot. I mean, they got in parts of, like, for example, McPherson, where it got up to 96 degrees Fahrenheit, so extremely hot for a crop that was still just on the early stages of grain field or just heading at that point in time. For most of central Kansas going into southwest Kansas, we had anywhere from 8, 9, or even 12 hours off when temperatures were above 82 Fahrenheit.
Lolato discusses how to tell if the whitehead is caused by a disease.
There's a number of diseases that can cause whiteheads as well, right, that start appearing this time of the year. One of them is dry land root rot, right, also known as dry land foot rot. And this is a disease that is caused by the fungus Fusarium. So essentially, if you see a white head showing up and you can trace that white head down all the way to the base of that plant, right, you're going to see that it's not only a white head, but it's really a white killer, right? And that white killer, if you open it up or if you split it up and there is some pink sporulation in there, it's a very good indication that that's Fusarium root rot. Now, this disease, it's quite common in drier years, as the one that we have had this year, and it's more common in cereal-based rotations, so where wheat's going after sorghum or wheat's going after corn.
Wheat stem maggots are another possible contributor to whiteheads in wheat and can be identified by distinctive indicators.
Wheat stem maggots are another very common cause of whiteheads in wheat, here in Kansas at least, and it's very easy to identify when it is that white head is caused by a wheat stem maggot. Essentially, the head will be totally white, and the very last internode, or just the neck of that plant, is also going to be totally white. But if you go down on that internode, when you reach that flag leaf is green, and the rest of the plant is green. So it's just the very top of the plant that becomes white. Now, when you pull that head out, it should come out super easy, and you're able to observe that in the very end of that internode, it has been chewed by a little maggot.
That was Kansas State University wheat production specialist Romulo Lolato with causes of whiteheads in Kansas wheat. For more information, visit eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
original classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.